You were in the middle of the open-air artillery emplacements located on the plateau to the north of the Monte del Scale Ridge. The artillery emplacements are surrounded by sheer drops and overlook the frail valley below. The batteries were called barbettes, little beards in Italian, because they were unroofed and firing, shaved, the fortifications in front of the parapet, leaving dark charge combustion residues in the characteristic shape of a goatee beard. The artillery emplacements were arranged on two different lines, five facing to the west of the fort and eight to the north. Those to the north were, in turn, divided up into two groups. To the right there were four emplacements with 2-meter-high protecting walls on three sides and linked together with a trench on the mountainside. To the left a large clearing was equipped with four smaller emplacements, also protected by walls on three sides. The guns stationed here could fire on the Braglio Valley, the Stelvio Pass access road and the solid Austrian defences on Mount Scorlazzo. They could also cover the Forcola Valley and the Pedegnolo and Pedonoletto Plateau, where there were Italian positions which would have been defendable from this position in the event of attack. Given this wide panoramic view, the artillery stationed at the Scale Fort was tasked with transmitting valuable information on the objectives to hit to the Oga Fort command. In fact, from their dominant position, the Italians could assess the effects of the shells fired by the Oga 20A artillery from their protected pits covered with armored cupolas and communicate any firing calibration required with the support of the advanced sentry posts on Mounts Braglio and Radisca. The Mount Scale Fort was armored at the outset with 4 75A guns which were later replaced with 4 149G guns. Firing from these positions could be anticipated by the use of trackers to monitor its precision and, once the objective had been struck, the full-blown bombardment could begin.